established. I ain't trying to lead you on, just want to ask if you might want to give me your name, explain your status. You know, I see you time to time, you seem available. Don't mean shit. I know these bitches. Ooh, child. Y'all ready for this one? Welcome back to Coco Yaps, where the truth is served hot, fresh, and unfiltered. Today, we're asking a very real question. Do you really have to get along with your boo's family? Because let's be honest, sometimes it's given Madea family reunion, and other times it's given family feud. So let's get into it. Now, in a perfect world, your partner, mom, loves you. His cousins become your besties, and everyone at Sunday dinner laughs and vibes. But baby, this is real life. Sometimes the family just isn't warm. Sometimes they don't even like you. And sometimes they're just plain toxic. So the question becomes, is it a deal breaker? Should it matter that much? But let's get into it. When they don't like you for no damn reason, let's call it what it is. Some families will side-eye you regardless. You're too quiet. You're too loud. You don't cook. You cook too much. You got no kids. You got too many. You could be the sweetest soul and they still clenching their pearls. Like you trying to steal the family jewels. And so mamas, oh, they see you as competition. Let's be real. She's treating her grown son like her man. Baby, you already lost the first round. But here's the gag. It's not your job to force a relationship with people who don't want one. So here's where it really gets real. It's not about whether you get along with the family. It's about where your partner sets boundaries. Because if he lets his mama disrespect you, if he lets his sister run her mouth and never defends you, that's not a them problem. That's a him problem. A mature partner says, look, I love y'all, but this is who I'm with. Respect her or keep it pushing. If your man got a spine made of jello when it comes to his people, you might be sleeping with the wrong relative emotionally. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, can we flip it for a minute? What if the family ain't messy, but y'all just don't click? Like, they loud, you're introvert. They play spades, you play Uno. They deep fry everything, and you know me, I'm a gluten-free baddie. That ain't beef, that's just differences. You can be respectful and cordial without being close. Not everyone becomes besties with the in-laws, and that's okay. The real question is, can you coexist without drama? Woo, woo. So here's my rule of thumb. Take it or leave it. If the family is toxic and your partner enables it, run. If the family is annoying but harmless, smiles, nod, sip your drink and go home. If the family loves you, baby, you better keep that man and bring Tupperware to Sunday's dinner. But if you're doing backflip for folks who never gonna clap, stop. Protect your peace, not your image. At the end of the day, you're dating them, not the whole family. But family can be the cherry on top or the poison in the punch. Choose wisely. And remember, you don't owe nobody access to your life just because they're related to the person you love. Respect is earned. Vibes are optional. This one might spark some group chat convos, honey. Tag your partner. Tag his mama. Hell, tag your own mama. Make sure you follow, subscribe, and leave reviews if this podcast hit home or hit a nerve. Next time, stay real, stay grown, and stay yapping. This has been another bold episode of Coco Yaps. Bye.